WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
But today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Russ for WLBC News.
Hello. We're ready for... Get on the air. It's Travel Wolf. Who's speaking on the line?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello. Is it Stephen there?
Stephen Bickford is here. Steve.
Hello. Is it Manuel?
Hello.
Hello. It's Stephen.
Yeah. Is this Man? Stop.
Yes. Is this Manuel?
Yes. Yes. Hello.
Yes. Is this Manuel? Hello. Is this Manuel?
He might have hung up.
Tried from the headset, maybe.
No, he hung up. I didn't have the mics on.
Okay.
That's right.
Let him call back.
Hello.
Is Steve?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Steve. This is Manuel Pelongo.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Fine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. How is everything there?
Everything is fine. So okay. We're just about to go on the air, and we're going to... do the program lead-in just a minute, if you can just hold on the line, and then we'll get to you in a second.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Alrighty, bye.
Okay, stay online and queuing input music soon. Okay, the news will be over rather soon. And then we have our lead-in. Do a level check. Good. 1, 2, sound check. Good.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they delivered. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything. Set it all up and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind because I can call 990-0802 anytime and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802 and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached.
911 has been changed to a non-published number.
Yes, the crazy boys are back. Well, Steve, it's another show again. Welcome back to 2002. We've got a great show lined up for you.
And good morning, Stephen Pickford here
on the Travel World Radio Show. As you knew a few months ago, I was in Mexico City and had my eyes opened up to a whole world of history, culture, fine dining. What a wonderful trip. And to discuss Mexico City and all its glory this morning with us is Manuel Montelongo, the Director of Public and Travel Industry Relations with the Mexico City Tourism Authority. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everyone. How is everything?
Everything is doing great. How is everything down in Mexico City?
Well, everything is great. We are just waiting for you. this is a highly sophisticated destination, as you were aware of it, and we want all of you to come.
Well, we can certainly highly recommend it, particularly people who use Mexicana's service that connects through the Mexico City hub. They have a number of fares now that allow you a free stopover in Mexico City, and what a great way to combine the beaches, the warm weather, the people are heading down to Mexico for, with the culture and the whole experience of Mexico City as a world-class destination.
That's right. Mexicana is a great airline, and it's a good carrier for Mexico City. And as you said, this is an excellent choice to come and visit Mexico City. First, maybe you can take and relax a few days in the sun. And after that, come to the city. Mexico City, we were founded 677 years ago. And it combines, it is very interesting because it combines the culture of the Aztecs, plus all the historic monuments of the Spanish period, and it comes to the modernity. So it combines the combination, what makes the city a really interesting destination.
You've certainly preserved that history right downtown. Those early signs of Aztec civilization are still there to discover.
That's right, and that is a big surprise for our visitors from North America, because that is something that they cannot find on the beaches. I mean, in the beaches, they can just relax and have fun. But here, they re-encounter the history. And, of course, as I said, you can combine visits to the historic district of Mexico City, where you can find the magnificent Aztec ruins and are still there. And after that, if you can clean your soul or your spirit, you can go and have, like, one of these sort of magicians to clean your body of the bad vibes. And after that, you can visit the magnificent Palacio Nacional that has these impressive murals by famous painter Diego Rivera.
Well, that is something to behold. What amazed me when you walk around downtown Mexico City is how you really feel like you've been transplanted 400 or 500 years ago, that whole European flavor of the capital.
That's right. I feel that Mexico City, it is indeed very European. But as I said, it is very interesting because when you stroll by the streets of Mexico City, you really feel that you are walking through history. And that's what makes the city very interesting. And after that, we will advise to take a stroll to Paseo de la Reforma, which is the Champs-Élysées for the Americas. And the current government is carrying out a very impressive program. We are developing the tourism corridors, meaning that we are, all the tourist infrastructure, we are improving that in order to offer the tourist a more interesting tourist services. Like, for instance, we have a new police corps in operation, meaning that we have 250 new police working there, and they are fully bilingual, so they are willing to help all the tourists that visit Mexico City. Plus, on Paseo de la Reforma, also you get a chance to see these magnificent restaurants that Mexico City offers. By the way, let me tell you that Mexico City has more than 2,000 different restaurants offering all kind of foods, of course, starting with the Aztec cuisine, which is, by the way, very sophisticated. And then also you can find European, that for some Canadians, it's a very interesting cuisine. And of course, North American cuisine.
Oh, yes. I mean, I did not have a bad meal while in Mexico City. I certainly ate to my heart's content, and there were a number of unique restaurants that we enjoyed in an old hacienda, Hacienda Las Morales, with very upscale dining and the charm. You would not think here was an historic building now surrounded by stores and high rises, but it was like stepping back 200 years ago to another era.
That's true. That's correct. You can eat in the fine ambiance of an hacienda like the restaurant San Angelin or Hacienda Los Morales. And then you can walk through a different scenery, like, for instance, Restaurante Lago, that faces the Chapultepec Park and a beautiful lake. By the way, let me tell you that the Chapultepec Park, you can compare it like Central Park in New York. That is our Central Park, and this is one of the largest parks within a city. And there, the children will be so surprised, because there are plenty of activities. There are a wide variety of activities to do for children. We have the Chapultepec Park, and there you can see, for instance, the panda bears, which is very, very interesting to go and take a look. Also in that area, you have the Museum of Natural History, the Museum of Technology, the Papalote Museo del Niño, which is very, very interesting, not only for children, but also for young and adults. And also you have the Children's Museum, which is very, very impressive, you know. And this is a great attraction for and one of the main reasons to visit again Mexico City. By the way, let me tell you that just in Mexico City, we have more than 120 museums, according to the International Council of Museums.
So you're not going to get bored. There's going to be something to see. You can make many, many return visits and have something new to see on each visit.
That's for sure, Steve. And let me tell you something that is very, very nice. I will advise that people that come here stay the weekends. Why the weekends? Because most hotels offer very good deals in terms of hotel packages. Like, for instance, a good hotel, five-star hotel, that during weekly days offer a rate of $220. During the weekly, during weekends, you can get $160, $180 per the room, included in many cases the breakfast. And also, in talking about museums, on Sundays, most museums are free. So it costs you nothing to face our culture and to be aware of our great culture.
Well, particularly advantageous for business travelers who may have things to do during the week, but want to extend their stay, get a better airfare for staying a few extra days, and save 25 to 50% on those weekend escape rates at Mexico City hotels. You can check that out on the internet at www.mexicocity.gov.mx. We're talking to Manuel Montelongo from the Mexico City Tourism Authority today on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. One of the great cities of the world, Mexico City, as we discovered it a couple of months ago and wish to share it with you today on Travel World.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World. Welcome to
Travel World Radio Show.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank,
100 years and going strong.
Mutual.
Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bay. Telephone 271-5058. Via Rail is proud to...
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Flying away on Mexicana to beautiful Mexico City. That's what we're talking about today on Travel World. Welcome back, Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford.
Good morning, and glad to have you with us here on Travel World, talking with Manuel Montelongo from the Mexico City Tourism Authority. And just before we went to the break, we were discussing how the number of museums in Mexico City, and particularly how the world-class museums are so close together. You don't have to go all over the city. You've got 5-6 major attractions right there, almost practically across the street from each other. And one of the most surprising aspects of my visit to Mexico City was the Anthropology Museum. This truly is one of the greatest anthropology museums in the world.
That's true. That is the largest museum of anthropology in the Americas, Steve. And this is one of the main attractions of Mexico City. So if you really want to take a close look into the ancient cultures of not only of Mexico City, but throughout all of Mexico, you should pay a visit to the Museum of Anthropology. And by the way, talking about museums, also I highly recommend to go to Coyoacán. Coyoacán is it's a charming neighborhood of Mexico City, dating back from the 16th, 17th centuries. And that was the home of Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. Now that Frida Kahlo is becoming so popular, not only in America, but also in Europe, Coyoacán, it's a great surprise to rediscover. Like, for instance, you can visit the famous Blue House or Casa Azul. That was the former house of Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. And after that, you can go to the Leon Trotsky Museum. which is also nearby in Coyoacán. After that, you can stroll in the magnificent park of Coyoacán with a gazebo in the middle and maybe have some corn, Mexican corns there, and some ice cream there. And after that, I will recommend you to head south of the city, nearby Xochimilco, the floating gardens of Xochimilco, and then combine, and you can ride a trajinera and discover the beauty of the south of the city. You can ride on the canals, and after that, you might go to the Dolores Olmedo Museum. Actually, the Dolores Olmedo Museum, it is an old hacienda dating back from the 19th century, and that museum hosts the most impressive collection of Frida Kahlo painters and also Diego Rivera. So if you're really a passionate for Frida Kahlo's work and Diego Rivera, I strongly recommend to do this visit to these museums. And you can take advantage and maybe do the whole visit in one day.
Of course, that's trying to do it all in one day. I would rather spread it out over a couple of days and do a bit each day and take it all in, spend as many hours in those museums and really get a good grasp of the subject.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. I think that according to the Michelin tourist guide, only to get to know the historic district, it takes 5 days. So imagine how long it takes to get a good sight on Mexico City. But as I said before, for most businessmen that comes to Mexico City, I will suggest to stay here the weekends. And also for the tourism coming here for leisure, I will recommend to do maybe the combination. If you want to get away from the snow, then go to the sun, go to the beach, but after that, come and meet one of the highly sophisticated capitals in the world, which is Mexico City.
The people in Mexico City are what make the city special as well. I've met a number of very warm, friendly people, felt very safe and secure going around the city. You mentioned the added police presence. Of course, you can, over the past couple of years, a number of efforts have been made to make the air even cleaner to breathe. So that is a misconception people have as well, that it may be a polluted city, but no longer.
Yeah, that's right, Stephen, especially in Canada. I have been to Canada in many times, and I have realized that people still believe that Mexico City is a very polluted city, which is not. And as you said, it's been 2 years in a row that we have not even one single day of bad quality air here in Mexico City. So this is another good reason to come and visit Mexico.
Now, we also, at nighttime, we talked about the restaurants briefly, but people like to come out in the evening to the boutiques, the art galleries, number of stores stay open late. The city practically never dies down. There's something going on every hour.
That's right. I think that you can compare Mexico City with New York and also with Montreal in that sense that it is highly sophisticated. And for instance, if you're a businessman, if you're a regular tourist, if you are young, then you can go to Polanco, which is a very posh area, and also go to La Zona Rosa, or the Pink Zone, and there you will find not only shopping, because shopping is great, and by the way, prices are very, very good here in Mexico City. But as I said, you can find one of the best shopping malls in Mexico here, and then not only in Polanco, but also in the Zona Rosa, and also there are plenty of open airs at cafes and also bars and restaurants and very, very trendy places indeed. And you can find in the, like for instance, in the bar, all kind of music, like for instance, rumba or mambo or danzón. I mean, any kind of music you like, you'll find it here. Of course, not to mention the mariachis.
Part of the fun was just walking around downtown, and there were street merchants. There was a lively market atmosphere that is sorely missing from a lot of North American destinations, which tend to board up at night. These are people out on the street till 10, 11 o'clock and selling whole number of goods and articles, high quality, reasonably priced.
That's right. That's true. You might find those street vendors and the prices they have they are very affordable. But also, I recommend you to go to La Ciudadela Market, which is one of the most impressive markets here in Mexico City. And you can find anything there. And also another choice, very interesting choice, is the Bazar del Sábado. Bazar del Sábado is another charming neighborhood from the 17th century, cobblestone streets. And there you might find all these painters, sculptures, and all these Mexican handcrafts that are being sold there.
Now, I'm not generally one to go into a lot of cathedrals and churches on a visit, but the National Cathedral has just come back after a number of years of renovations. It's still an ongoing process, and this is truly a magnificent building.
Well, that's right. The cathedral is one of the reasons to come and see our past. And there is a new show. It's a light and sound show, and it's a guided visit that takes place at night, and they take you inside, and you get to know all the deep and the very interesting secrets of the cathedral. No? And by the way, talking about churches, and as you said, if that is your option, then I will suggest to come to Mexico City for Semana Santa or the Holy Week. Semana Santa, it's a very interesting time of the year to visit Mexico City. Why? Because most Mexicans, they go to the beaches on vacations, and the city is empty, so the visitors can admire by themselves all these magnificent demonstrations of religious processions. And by the way, by the Lady of Guadalupe Day, which is the December the 12th, more than 14 million of pilgrims come to Mexico City every single year. So that gives you an idea on how important is the Day of Guadalupe, the Virgin, because also that takes place in the Basilica de Guadalupe, and the Basilica is the second most visited religious place after the Vatican. So for those people who are into this religious movement, I will strongly suggest either to come for Semana Santa or for December the 12th. But also, if you are an art or a culture lover, then I strongly recommend to come for the Festival del Centro Histórico. The Festival del Centro Histórico takes place April the 9th through the 27th, and it's almost a month-long event with different kind of ballets, concerts, everything you might imagine. For instance, this year Plácido Domingo is coming to the Festival del Centro Histórico. So picture how important this festival is for the city.
Well, Mexicans certainly like to party. They enjoy life, and there's fiestas going on throughout the year. I'm sure people, no matter what time of the year they plan to visit Mexico City, they can get out into the neighborhoods and meet the people and get a greater appreciation of the culture.
That's true. I think that we are very warm. We like to host our tourism quite well. And as you said, we are, no matter that, you can find people that speak English, in some cases French as well. But what it makes the city very important is that no matter what, Mexico City is the largest city in the world. We still like to welcome all our visitors, and we are very kind, and we are very warm to them.
Well, I can certainly attest to that fact. It was a great trip, and check it out on the internet at www.mexicocity.gov.mx for more information on Mexico City and extended weekend getaways, stopovers while visiting some of the other great colonial cities and beach destinations that Mexico has to offer. Manuel Montelongo from the Mexico City Tourism Authority, thank you for joining us today on Travel World.
Thank you, Steven, and I welcome all of you, and I hope that all of you can come and visit Mexico City soon.
Well, look forward to a repeat visit.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, coming up on the break, it's the news break, so join us again following. And who's up on deck then?
We're going to be talking to representatives of the Four Seasons Hotel, the place to stay in downtown Mexico City, when we return on the Travel World Radio Show right here
on the Liberty Works Radio Network, across America via satellite.
Across America via satellite.
The Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes. The Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me out. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disks, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802. Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network. Vacation time can... While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you?
Yes. Steve Pickford, please?
Yes, certainly. I will pass you right to him.
Thank
Steve?
You.
Yes, hello.
Steve?
Yes?
Yes, good morning. This is Luis Argote from Mexico City.
Yes, hi. We're just about to go on the air after the news break here.
Okay.
So then we'll be talking about the Four Seasons.
Okay. Are you based in Montreal?
Yeah, we're doing the show out of Montreal right now, but we send the show via satellite to a number of affiliates across the United States.
Okay, but you're not based there all the time, are you?
In Montreal?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're based in Montreal.
Oh, it's wonderful. I lived in Montreal for about 12 years.
Oh, okay. What part of town?
What part of town I lived in? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What did you ask me?
What part of town did you live in Montreal?
I lived in Nuns Island.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and NBC as well.
Okay, we're going to be finishing up our commercial break, so if you could hold the line until we're back on the air,
sure.
We'd appreciate that. Thank you very, very much.
of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business and leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Way north and west of the main street.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who's devoted her life.
Cynthia Porter theme song.
Welcome back to Travel World with Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus. And speaking about Cynthia, 3 weeks from today, we'll be down together relaxing in a hot tub in Sedona, Arizona. So something to look forward to.
She said she would sit in the hot tub with you, but not with Vic. I don't know why.
Well, I guess maybe, what's those television commercials about the gentleman who had diarrhea and then went in the hot tub? Hey, great moments in television. Real commercial. Talking this morning to Luisa Gote from the Four Seasons Hotel in Mexico City, where I stayed on my recent trip to Mexico, and this has to be the premier hotel, luxury hotel, unobtrusive service. Good morning. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you very much, Steve. Pleasure to be with you.
Well, I can't say enough about your property because, as I said, some properties you go in there, they bill themselves as luxury, and the service standards just aren't there. But your people were so warm, so friendly, and went out of their way to make my stay such a pleasant experience.
Well, thank you very much. You know, that's a major characteristic of Mexico, not only Mexico City, you know, and it's kind of rare sometimes when you look at Mexico City being one of the, or the largest city in the world, and you still find the, you know, the people so warm and so friendly and so welcoming. It's really very, very nice.
Well,
and the same thing in throughout Mexico as well.
Well, to get out from the hustle and bustle of the city and you go to your room at the Four Seasons, it's just like you're 20 miles from all of the action in that regard because you don't hear anything from the street. It's like your own private little oasis.
Well, that's the way it feels like, you know, because it's, as you know, it's an hacienda-type structure. And although you're very close to the downtown area and the commercial areas of the city, Polanco and so on, you've got an interior garden which just seals it off, if you will, from the rest of the city. So you never know, you never think that you're right, you know, 5 minutes away from either the historical center or the main commercial center of town.
Well, the architecture itself of the property, you made it blend in to traditional Mexican buildings. It does not look, oh, we build a 20-story high-rise and it looks the same as all of our other properties everywhere in the world. Here is a hotel that looks like it was always there, even though it's just a few years old.
Right, and that's something that, you know, Four Seasons tries to do throughout the world, is to try and preserve the characteristics and to try and blend in to the local culture and to the, you know, to the flavor of the country that we're operating in.
Now, one thing I really enjoyed, and again, after a long day of walking around and touring and sightseeing, was your rooftop swimming pool and the atmosphere that you didn't have to trudge from your room, change in your room and get there, the changing facilities, the fact they have the complimentary lemonade, a lot of little touches that made it a relaxing experience that other hotels often overlook.
Yes, you know, well, we try very, very hard to make sure that our guests are very comfortable, especially here in a city with like Mexico City. It has so much to offer, but it's also a very busy city. And we try and make sure that our guests feel totally at home, that if they want to just work out in our fitness center or have a wonderful massage or just, you know, stay by the pool, that they just have a wonderful and very relaxing experience, you know, that they could really refresh and re-energize themselves for whatever they have to do afterwards.
If somebody's just going to spend their time in their room, the rooms themselves are larger than average hotel rooms, plenty of room to spread out and do work or just relax.
Yes, and you know, that's pretty much a standard. We, you know, at Four Seasons we have our own mattresses, for example, our own brand of mattresses. And our rooms are fairly large, you know. Most of the people that come here to Mexico City to our hotel come for business, so they need space to work, to feel comfortable, and you know, to maybe receive other people and so on. So plus one of the major as well advantages that we have at the hotel is that all the rooms, or most of the great majority of the rooms, overlook the garden. So it's very, very peaceful, very isolated from noise of the city, as I'm sure you experienced. And we have an internal fountain and gardens and so on, which really makes it very special.
People can sit outside by the gardens, be served food from the restaurant. Great dining. You don't have to go far in Mexico City to find great dining. It's right there at the Four Seasons.
That's right. We were very fortunate. We're very grateful. We just got awarded in Condé Nast Traveler, the top hotel in Latin America, and also the top hotel restaurant in Latin America. And you know, as you saw, Steve, our restaurants and our bar are right beside the garden, so it's a wonderful atmosphere. And you know, we have strolling musicians and so on. So it creates a very, very, very special mood in the middle of a very large city.
It's a romantic atmosphere, to be sure. And that bar is a unique concept that I don't think I've seen in any hotel bar anywhere in my travels.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, we offer, it's a very special bar. It's very, very popular with locals as well. We offer over 100 varieties of tequilas.
1 minute.
And that's kind of the specialty there. But it also has an internal bar, which is a bit of an English style lounge, and then it extends into a terrace out into the gardens as well. So it's a very, very pleasant place to be and to do business.
For business travelers needing to get around the city, they can arrange all of their ground transportation at the hotel. You have a contract with limousines. They don't have to try to find taxis on the street. That's sometimes a concern for business travelers. They can ride in comfort and pleasure with your contractors.
That's right. These are, you know, this service, they're all professional and licensed guides for the city. We're very stringent in terms of the standards of the quality of the vehicle and what's inside and the quality of the drivers. The drivers are also completely bilingual, at least English and Spanish. And they're a great group of guys. You know, they're totally assigned to this hotel. They work nowhere else. And not only are they great people to have, you know, if you have any transportation needs, but also they also know the city very well and the surrounding areas of the city. They're licensed tourism guides. The other service also that we offer, Steve, that makes a huge difference is that we have a special VIP arrival pickup at the airport, where we have a representative meet you right at the gate as you exit the airplane and whisk you through immigration and assist you through customs and so on, you know. And that makes a big difference when you arrive sometimes in Mexico City, where, you know, there's multitudes of people, and it just facilitates that whole process.
One of those special types of personalized services that you can come to expect from the Four Seasons, our recommended property in Mexico City. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-332-3442, on the internet at www.fourseasons.com. Talking to Luis Agote from the Four Seasons Mexico City, and when we return, more about the Four Seasons in Mexico City. Thanks for joining us this morning, Luis, and we'll continue on the Travel World Radio Show.
to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, hello? Is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? An addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts...
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Steve Pickford?
Just one moment, Hopper.
Thank you.
Hello?
Steve?
Yes?
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done, yes.
Okay.
I think Federico is supposed to phone in now.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you so much for everything.
Huh? Okay, thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
This is Department of Public Health.
If you're looking for used auto parts, check...
This is Willem Backus. Listen to Travel World every Saturday from 12 to 1 here at AM600 CIQT for something refreshingly new. And get a break from the usual language and constitution.
That's okay. I can do that with you.
The only language you'll hear about on Travel World is the language of travel. The only constitution you'll ever hear about is Stephen's Iron Constitution.
At Mutual Petrol, we put the pieces right together for you.
Instead of whale watching, heal your lunch and left.
Yeah, I'm going to try to calm down.
Lunch is coming up in a couple of minutes.
In more ways than one.
And stand the test of time. Mutual Federal. Your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual.
CIQC.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles, sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers. 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips.
What a great trip on that Via Trade. Met a great steward in the bar car by the name of Serge David. So if you're ever on Via, ask for Serge David. And boy, does he pour a mean drink. And the food on that Via Trade is unbelievable.
On a train?
Oh, yeah. Choice of three things on the menu. Great stuff. Great food. I'm given the choice of how I get to Montreal. I must come here about 8 to 10 times a year, and I always come by train rather than by plane. It's a 4-hour ride from Toronto, and it's just lovely on that Via.
Are you tired?
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Sailing away to Mexico across the Gulf, staying in the Four Seasons in Mexico. Did you realize that after September 11th, one of the growth items for consumer purchases has been buying boats, believe it or not.
Maybe that people just want to sail away to another life.
Yeah, that would be for sure.
I don't know what... maybe they want to get seasick on the open seas, but not for me.
Yeah.
I think take a short boat trip. That's all I want to take.
Yeah, well...
as short as possible.
A long walk off a short pier? Finally, it sinks into this
yes.
guy. All these years, you know.
Well, after all these years, I realized what they were talking about. But, no, I would much rather go to a city like Mexico City and eat the fine meals and take in the historic sites and live it up at a luxury hotel like the Four Seasons rather than hitting the high seas.
Yeah, tell us more about that hotel, Steve.
Well, as I mentioned when we were talking to Luis, the swimming pool was ideal because it was no more than 3 to 4 feet deep, so no chance of walking down and getting in 12 feet. I can never understand why a hotel would want a 12-foot deep end unless they want a tremendous lawsuit on their hands when somebody drowns. And you didn't have to change in your room and then trudge through the lobby. They had great changing rooms there where you had your own bathrobe and slippers, not just a little flimsy paper socks that get why would you want runaway paper slippers near a swimming pool? They're going to get so soggy from walking around. These are real slippers and complimentary lemonade.
You mean it wasn't the tissue paper slippers?
Oh, I hate those. And the alcove with the jacuzzi, hot tub, sit in the little corner. Nobody could see you. You're in your own little world there. You could be doing whatever you wanted in that little corner of paradise at the Four Seasons in Mexico City.
What other amenities do they have there for the traveler?
Well, what I enjoyed in the room was a standalone shower. You had a huge bathtub with jacuzzi jets, so you could climb in and just spend a good half hour just whiling away the time in the bathtub with the special bath gels and bubble bath they provided. But you also had a standalone shower stall. So another thing I don't particularly like in hotels is the fact that if you climb into the bathtub to take a shower, then it becomes so dark you can't see what you're doing, or else it becomes a slippery surface and you slip and fall, and you're always worried about falling. Hey, standalone shower stalls.
What about the height of the shower head? Usually one of the problems we have, because, well, you're not as tall as I am, I'm 6'2", I would get into something and then the shower head would be at shoulder level.
Oh, no, it was normal height. It would hit your shoulder, it would come
At least over your head.
It was adjustable, so that was a benefit as well.
The tub size, at least, now the largest tub I've seen in a hotel so far has been the Inn at Essex, which is almost a double-sized bathtub. It is actually meant for two people to sit in it without actually plugging up the input, the water input.
Approximately the same size. I didn't get out my trusty ruler and see whether it was plus or minus 6 inches
sure.
on either side, but no, it was large enough that I didn't feel like I was
6 inches fit. So
it fit in there, and hey, I fit in there, and I was able to enjoy my evening with the upgraded bath amenities, the full size bottles, not the little tiny ones.
Nice fist size bar of soap, or was it
and
those
the
little teeny ones?
No, big fist size and fluffy bath towels.
Just don't let it slip and fall while you're in the shower.
No. And you don't want to drop anything.
Don't drop the soap.
Don't drop it. We'll have to ask our friend Art about that. But you had...
What about common areas within the hotel in terms of fitness club and so on?
Well, that's the fitness club is right adjacent to the rooftop swimming pool and the jacuzzi. Approximately a dozen pieces of high-quality equipment. You can watch television as you're working out. And there's an attendant to show you how to use the equipment, watching over you that nobody's going to get particularly hurt or damaged.
Incoming phone call. Hello.
Hello, Steve Sickford, please.
One moment.
Yes, good morning. Is this Federico?
Yes, Steve.
Yes, good morning. Federico Moreno from the Four Seasons Hotel joins us now, and he's the Director of Marketing. One of his special projects at the Four Seasons is the creation of cultural tours, a great brochure here of things to see and do while staying at the Four Seasons. Federico, why don't you tell us a bit more about the cultural tours that people can partake in while guests at the Four Seasons?
Well, the cultural tours were designed to facilitate the process of visiting the most relevant sites in Mexico City, given its vast history. As I mentioned once to you, it's the oldest capital city in the Western Hemisphere. And basically, the history of Mexico is divided into four major periods. The pre-Hispanic era, then the colonial period, our independence period and the contemporary Mexico. Now, these tours are scheduled every Saturday and Sunday morning, and they're exclusive and complimentary to our Four Seasons Hotel guests, and they're led by art historians who specialize in that particular period of the history of Mexico.
I'm particularly fascinated, for instance, by the Aztec history and King Montezuma. Is that all covered by this particular sort of tour?
I'm sorry?
I'm particularly fascinated by King Montezuma and the Aztec history of Mexico. Is that covered in this particular tour?
Well, yes. Actually, Moctezuma II was the Aztec emperor who was in power at the time of the conquest from the Spaniards. So, yes, that in fact is covered when it's when you talk about the when you go to the temple of the major temple of the Aztecs tour.
Well, that was very interesting. All of the cultural aspect. I think that is probably what makes Mexico City stand apart from so many other destinations, particularly within such a short flying time away from the major population centers of North America, that there is this heavy emphasis on cultural heritage.
Absolutely. And you know, we have had we have been influenced by so many different cultures. Of course, when the Spaniards first arrived, we had some very important civilizations like the Aztecs or the Mayas or the Olmecs, to name a few. And then when the Spaniards discovered the New World, I'm sure you remember they had been under Moran influence for 800 years. So it's a wonderful collage of cultures, and it's a fascinating city to visit.
Well, people also don't realize that Mexico City has more museums than any other city in the world, without even considering the art galleries.
Absolutely, and you know, this is something that I'm glad you raised the issue, because according to the International Council of Museums, a museum is an institution where you have a permanent collection, you have education services, and you have a permanent curator. Otherwise, it's considered, the establishment is considered as an art gallery. So yes, indeed, we have over 100 museums, and as I'm sure you witnessed yourself, you go anywhere from maybe 2,000 years before Christ when you study everything. 675 years before Christ when you go and see the Museum of Anthropology and you talk about the Olmecs, and anything to the most recent contemporary art in Mexico, Diego Rivera or Frida Kahlo. And it's a fascinating array of museums you can enjoy.
Well, when you think that as well, that the historical center alone has over 1,400 monuments and historical buildings, people say, oh, I've been to Mexico City. They haven't seen even one-tenth of what there is to see, even if they've only made one visit.
Absolutely. And you know, this is one of the main reasons why the historical center was declared a World Cultural Heritage Site by the United Nations Education, Science, and Culture Organization. And also, according to the Michelin Guide, it takes 5.5 days to walk around the historical center of Mexico, more so than any other site listed in any of the Michelin Guide books.
Now, people who are deeply interested in the whole aspect of archaeology itself can visit actual working archaeological digs.
Yes, they can. There, in fact, the National Museum of Anthropology has undergone a very substantial renovation and restoration, and they have included the latest findings in all the most recent archaeological digs, and the visitor can go and update. Even if they have been to that museum a long time ago, they can go back and learn about the most recent findings.
There's a very vibrant arts sector as well. After New York, London, and Toronto, Mexico City is the fourth major theater center of the world.
Yes, in fact, and we have all different kinds of theater. You know, obviously, a lot of that is primarily, in Spanish, of course, but we also have a lot of opera and a lot of concerts and so on that could be of interest for the international non-Spanish speaking traveler.
Well, I found people would think, oh, I can't go there because everyone will speak Spanish and I won't understand a word. A, it's a great chance to learn a little bit of Spanish, but also a vast majority of the population is bilingual.
Well, I think that the majority of the people that you're in touch with when you go to the Four Seasons, one of the most important things for us is to have employees who have direct contact with a guest to be fluent in English, you know, because we understand that the majority of our foreign visitors either are native English speakers or they communicate in English. So, you know, in the most, travel industry facilities and tourist centers, you will always find someone who can assist you in English, of course.
The staff of the Four Seasons, as I was mentioning to Luis in our previous segment, very friendly, very helpful, and whatever there was any type of question as to what there was to see or do, or they were right there to look after it.
Absolutely, and you know, the cultural tours is something that all of our new employees are exposed to. They go through a training program, which includes a presentation by myself as far as you know, what the cultural tours are all about, and a little bit, a small summary of the history of Mexico. And we also have them participate as part of their familiarization, stay with us or lunch with us, you know, to go on one of these cultural tours so they can better explain to the guests what the tours are about. And they're open for employees who have direct contact with guests, so they can learn firsthand what the tours are all about and what are the sites that each one visits.
Well, I can also recommend, because I was not in my original itinerary, but you said you had to visit, they're about 40 minutes north of the city, the Asian pyramids. And I said, that was a highlight of my visit.
Absolutely, and in fact, the pyramids of Teotihuacan, which are indeed one of the most visited sites in Mexico City, are part of a cultural tours, and in fact, it's one of the ones with the most attendance. You know, every time we offer them, we always have a large number of guests who participate in that tour.
And
it's the melding of two religions.
It was just very special, particularly when going later in the afternoon, the sun was setting, and you could transpose yourself back hundreds and hundreds of years, and just imagine what that area was like. And right on site, there was some great buys to make of handicrafts, merchants. It was a special day.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you had an opportunity, and you must return, because I'm sure you didn't have a chance to visit all the wonderful and interesting things that Mexico City has to offer. And you know, I hope you have a chance to visit in 2002.
Well, I certainly hope so. It certainly whet my appetite during my recent visit, and certainly look forward to a return visit to Mexico City, which I can recommend to all of our listeners. A great extended weekend getaway destination, and the place to stay in Mexico City, the beautiful Four Seasons. 1-800-332-3442 on the internet at www.fourseasons.com. The website again for the Mexico City Tourism Authority, www.mexicocity.gov.mx. Federico Marino from the Four Seasons of Mexico City, thank you for joining us today on Travel World. It was
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And of course, next week we're going to be talking about another capital city, Washington, D.C., the Washington Hilton, where the attempt on President Reagan's life was made many years ago. It is going to be the focus of Mike Cohen's discussion on air, along with Jerry Wagschall on Ottawa and Quebec City as winter weekend destination getaways, and Melanie Reffes on butterflies migrating to Mexico for the winter season. Like a lot of snowbirds, these are the butterflies getting away.
Yes, as opposed to the flutterbys.
Oh, yeah, the flutterbys said bye-bye, just as we have to do right now on the Travel World Radio Show. Say bye-bye. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Until next week, happy traveling, everyone.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we're both alone, right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone, I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred times. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine, yeah, 'cause my
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
CIQC.
Hello?
Steve?
Hello?
Hello, Steve. This is Manuel.
Yes, I'll pass you back to Steven. Just one second.